I want to tell you all a story about a fictional character. He would hit on all the menfolk, he never seemed to be deterred. And by now you probably know just who I am talking about. He's Bruce Woody, pokey hard on Taylor, as if there was any doubt. Well, not too long ago, he started delivering pizzas in our neighborhood. And Ringo says, don't misjudge him, he's probably just misunderstood. But he was asking all the straight men whether they were bi-curious. I don't have a problem with it, but the housewives were getting furious. Well, it wasn't long until someone found her husband in bed with Bruce. He said he was getting him a tip, but that seemed like such a lame excuse. And the pizza place where he worked didn't waste time in showing him the door. They said your employment record wasn't great, but at least you were a good man, whore. Bruce doesn't have a job now, but that doesn't mean he isn't working. But you're not likely to encounter him unless young gay men is your thing. And I have to admit now, he likely makes a lot more money with his new gig. And he may be well hung, but he still looks as skinny as a twig. And if you find that you're bored and you have more money than sense, you might want to spend the night with Bruce. I've heard that it's pretty intense. And if I find out that you did it, I'll try to do my best not to judge. But I'd really like to know if Bruce is good when it comes to packing the fudge. Well, in case you haven't figured it out, I guess it's something that I should say. This has been a song about how Bruce Taylor is so gay. This has been a song about how Bruce Taylor is so gay.